making more beta-carotene available. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. In Africa and other developing regions, corn is a major staple of hundreds of thousands of children. But many of those become blind, develop weakened immune systems, and die because of those diets based largely on corn lack sufficient beta-carotene. Corn does contain carotenoids, some of which the body can convert to vitamin A, as beta-carotene is the best vitamin A precursor. But only a very small percentage of corn varieties have these naturally high beta-carotene levels. So researchers surveyed the genetic sequences of corn from around the world, revealing natural variations in one gene sequence linked to higher beta-carotene levels. These variations interacted with a gene identified previously, and the best variations of the two genes together led to an 18-fold increase in beta-carotene. The mapping survey identified molecular markers that breeders can use to incorporate the desired gene variants into corn for the developing world. Researchers are now working with breeders overseas to train them on the use of the new techniques. Julie McPeak with This Land of Ours.